There's a lot of talk about the Marc-Andre Fleury situation and how that's going to impact the salary cap. There is a couple of things, and I'll say it on the Insider Show later, too. So there's part of me that thinks that something's already done, and they may have to wait until tomorrow for other teams and who they're dealing with for everything to be announced at the same time and come together. But there was a couple of phrases and words that were included in his media availability yesterday that just made me think they're not working on this up until 9 a.m. tomorrow morning with free agency. It in the back of my mind, I think it's already taken care of. I don't know what it is, but this idea that he's frantically working phones and trying to get this deal done just seems a little bit left field. I may be wrong, but that's my feeling on him.
That is the voice of Darren Millard, and as he pointed out, you can hear him over across the hall on the Insider Show coming up at 4 o'clock with Ryan, the hockey guy. With Fleury, we did learn one thing today. Today was the last day they could have bought him out, right?
Yep.
And they did not do that.
Nope.
So
there's no reason to buy him out. 2 years left, and you're a cap team. You're going to pay for it for 4 more years? No.
So that means they... You think there might be a deal already in place. How much can they count on having to maybe pay some of his salary if they do get rid of it?
There's two stories that are out there. One is that Las Vegas, the Golden Knights, are going to have to pick up salary and sweeten the deal with a draft pick or another player. I don't think that's the case. I think picking up salary is the sweetener.
Okay.
I know of at least four teams who are very interested in Marc-Andre Fleury. They are very interested at 3.5 to 4.
Right. Okay.
They don't want to go anywhere above 4, which would mean that the Golden Knights would pick up between $3 and $3.5 million. I don't think the Vegas Golden Knights want to go there either. So there's back and forth there. But I don't anticipate that Kelly McCrimmon and company have to do more than just pick up salary. Now, if they pick up a lot less salary, they may have to sweeten it with something else.
Is one of those teams Pittsburgh?
No.
Really?
See, the whole Pittsburgh thing, I find bonkers.
Okay.
Because look what Vegas is going through right now with a franchise player who's beloved by the fan base. Pittsburgh went through that.
Right.
With Marc-Andre Fleury 3 years ago. They've already gone through the breakup. Why would you ever, in your right mind, want to go back to the ex?
Have you ever been drunk before?
And drunk dial yes. and pick up Marc-Andre Fleury, and then in 2 years when he wants to keep playing, you have to say, no, we don't want to do this. We're going to move on. And you go through it again, and you break up again. They've already done the hard part. They've moved on. It's beautiful. He's gone back there a couple of times. He's still beloved, but they've been through it. Again, I could be totally wrong on this, but just speaking from me and my relationship history, I'm not breaking up twice.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, that's wise.
I've been dumped a couple of times, but I'm not doing the breaking up.
So, is there any other breakups coming with the Golden Knights in your mind?
That's an interesting question, and I think there's possibilities there that you may have to move some other salary out. I will not discount the idea of Marc-Andre Fleury and Robin Lehner both playing goal for the Vegas Golden Knights. I maintain that is still the best thing for the team.
Sure, if you had an unlimited cap.
Or if you could move other players' salary out. Okay?
Okay.
So
we'll watch it.
There's my scenario.
People were doing this on Twitter today. What is the percentage chances? We know Lehner will be here. What's the percentage chances that Fleury is on the Golden Knights day one next season?
I would say 20%.